I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Just going about to go live on Instagram on Friday afternoon. Just going to answer some questions. Probably only go for 10 or 15 minutes, just waiting for people to jump online. Now we can get stuck into some questions, whatever is doing there. G'day guys, I'm just going to jump on for 15, 20 minutes or so to get stuck into it. We are doing a hijack this afternoon of the North Queensland Cowboys and the New Zealand Warriors. If you've got any questions in, send them through. Ricky, welcome on, mate. Hey, beautiful. You might be walking around with a stick and a Labrador just quietly. Any questions you got, guys, send them through. G'day, Guru, big boy. Thank you, Sam, mate. Broncos or Storm tonight, and by how much? Sort of torn on this one, to be honest with you, mate. I think the Melbourne Storm win. I think if they play Munster at fullback, they'll be too good. But Brisbane at Suncorp, always hard to punt against. I would be going the Melbourne Storm, though, mate. Papo, welcome on, mate. Who's winning the premiership? I think the Penrith Panthers. I think they'll be too good. It's probably the easy answer, but I genuinely just can't see anyone beating them. But I would have told you the same thing about the Melbourne Storm last year. New Zealand Warriors spine for 2022. Yeah, I like the way the Warriors are shaping up. Obviously, you'll have SJ. You'll have Tamari Martin coming over. I hope that they play him at six. I personally don't think he's a one. I think he's a six. But they have got Volkman and these other guys who are obviously very talented. So it'll be interesting to see which direction the Warriors go there. Sean, welcome on. Andy, welcome on. Paulie, Timmy says he's going to catch you this week. Not a hope in hell. I think he's in a bit of curry, Tim, especially if James Tedesco is out, which I'm hearing he might be. I think Timmy Williams is going to find himself in deep curry without Joey Manu very quickly. NRL Fantasy versus Supercoach, what are the main differences? I've never really played Fantasy, to be honest with you, mate. I see a lot of Supercoach content creators bagging, you know, Fantasy or Fantasy content creators getting into Supercoach. For me, I play Supercoach because that's what my mates play and that's just what I'm used to. What have we got? Teddy, nice haircut. Thank you, mate. I think it was well and truly overdue. Roosters winning the comp. I don't think so, Daniel. I think they'll be there and thereabouts at the back end. They're getting better every week, but I still don't think they're going to be able to beat the Penrith Panthers. So no, I don't think the Roosters come in the comp this year. Who gets Munster? I would love to see the Dolphins get him, but I'm hearing more and more mail that he might end up at the Sydney Roosters, which is fucking unbelievable, but apparently there's a really good chance that he might end up there. Going to be interesting to watch over the next couple of months. Hey, Guru, love your work. Does Drinky ton up? I hope so, mate. I'm relying on him in Classic, in Draft, in just about everything. No shock, my same game multis will feature a lot of drink water. Bloody brilliant beers, surely Broncos 13+. For your sake, boys, I hope so, but I'm going to take Melbourne in this one. Should the Bulldogs chase Stephen Crichton to play fullback for 2024 or persist with Averillo? I think if you've got the opportunity to get a guy like Stephen Crichton, I think you're crazy not to at least try and get him. If they don't get him, though, I really like Jake Averillo. I think he's got a lot more to offer. You know, he's handy at fullback at the moment, but he hasn't spent entire seasons and preseasons as a fullback. And once given that opportunity, I really do think that he could explode. So I'd rather Stephen Crichton, don't get me wrong, but if you have to run with Jake Avrillo, I think it could be much worse. Captaining Suwali in Supercoach, a sneaky idea. It certainly is a sneaky one. It's not one that I like, though, to be honest with you, mate. Especially, well, if Joey Manu plays fullback, I just think they'll be playing so much through the middle. We know that Manu doesn't tend to pass the ball too much. He's a run-first guy, which is what you want Joey Manu doing. So Suwali does worry me a little bit. Can score two tries and score 60 or 70. So if the tries just don't happen to come, all of a sudden you're up shit creek. So not for me, but could be a huge play. Who do you think winning Warriors and Cowboys? Cowboys for me, mate. I think they're in for a big one. Why don't you have a favourite team, mate? I just haven't. And to be honest with you, what I run and the business I run, it's probably in my best interest to try and not be biased towards any team. I have favourite players and whatnot, which I'll never deny, but definitely don't have a favourite team, mate. It is a bit weird, though. I'm happy to wear that one. Sharks for the grand final, what do you reckon? We actually just posted asking you guys who you thought would feature in the grand final. For me, I've got the Penrith Panthers and the Cronulla Sharks. I think the Sharkies are about to go on a run. Braden, who's your tip for the grand final? As I said, Sharkies and Penrith for me, mate. Why won't Manly buy a hooker? Croker has improved, but we need more X Factor. I agree, Brad. Hope to see you at 6 o'clock on the hijack. I agree, mate. I posted the other day, Jaden Beryl, I think he would have been perfect for the Manly Seagulls. I could understand them waiting for Nace Finu to come back, but now that he will not be playing, you would have to assume. I don't understand why they're not going after someone. Lachlan Croker's been solid, but I think they need a little bit more X Factor out of dummy half to win a comp, or at least have someone coming off the bench. They've got Chico there, but he's obviously aging and whatnot. I'd be happy if they played Chico off the bench. They're losing Dylan Walker, so maybe there could be a spot for him next year, but I personally think they need to find another nine to either to replace Lachlan Croker or to complement him, which is harsh because, fuck, he's been good this year and the last 2 years. What happens when AJ becomes a top try scorer? Does it become the AJ medal? Can he win the first AJ medal? Yeah, it'd be crazy. Obviously, the try scoring medal, I think it's named after Ken Irvine. I think that's what you're suggesting. If AJ was to get it, maybe they do look to replace him. Pretty crazy. I do think you need to remember with Ken Irvine the time that he played. I think the other thing you need to consider is that Ken Irvine did it, which is crazy. He did it when the corner post was out. Now, I'm not taking anything away from AJ, but you consider the amount of tries that wingers score nowadays where they come in contact with the corner post and it doesn't matter, or they're allowed to jump through the air like they do. Obviously, Ken Irvine wasn't, and when he was playing, fucking insane. But what AJ's done has been incredible. What have we got? Benji, thanks for joining us, mate. Teddy at captain run, which is a good sign. Yeah, I would expect Teddy to be at captain's run regardless, though. But yeah, hopefully Teddy does play, but I'm hearing that he could be rested. G'day, Guru. What's your best same game multi for tonight? We posted one for the Cowboys-Warriors game a little bit earlier, but it's a bit of a shit fight. It's hard to get value in that game. I think I had four try scorers and the line, maybe, and I think I got $10. So, fuck, you're working hard for $10 there. Probably the later game, I like Jerome Hughes. I was listening to Random Stats Guy on About Even this week. He was talking about how the Brisbane Broncos concede a lot of their points down that left channel. And Hughesy, I love him coming off that right foot to score there. So I'd be chucking him in. If Munster's playing fullback, I like him. And Selwyn Cobbo, Adam Reynolds is on the field. Selwyn Cobbo's on the field. That means he will score tries. So I don't mind that for a same game multi there. Lachlan about thoughts on Tigers next year. I think they're looking good, mate. Obviously getting Api Kurosawa, getting Isaiah Papali'i, assuming they do both go there, which I hope they do for the Tigers. It just depends who's playing 7 and 6. You've obviously got Adam Dewey, Luke Brooks, Jackson Hastings. I'm confident all three aren't there round one next year, and I personally think that two of them probably won't be there next year. Hopefully they keep Dewey, then they need to work out who's going to play 7. Hearing that Jock Madden could end up at the Penrith Panthers as well, so it could get desperate pretty quickly for the West Tigers. But you would like to think that they could convince one of Hastings or Luke Brooks to stay at the club with the opportunity to play with Api Kurosawa. But we'll see how it plays out. Even money for Cows to make the prelims. Yeah, I think the Cows will be thereabouts. I probably need to have a good look at how it's going to turn out with the finals and whatnot. Do you think anyone is beating the Panthers this year in the finals? No, I don't, mate. But I also didn't think anyone was going to beat the Melbourne Storm last year. So anything can happen. I'd probably argue Penrith look a little bit more dominant because of their defense this year than what the Storm did last year, and considering how many players have been out and they still haven't missed a beat. So no, I don't think they will. Who do you think will win the competition this year? Finn, mate, I have got the Penrith Panthers. Pretty easy answer, but I just can't see anyone beating them. There's no way the Roosters have cap for Munster. I agree, James, but They'll find a way to make it work. I'm telling you, there's a really good chance he ends up there. Fourth, the best spot to finish this year. Yeah, we spoke about it on Bloke in a Bar 2 weeks ago. If you finish fourth, you take on the Penrith Panthers at Penrith. It's a fucking nightmare. Even if you lose, you get a second chance. You end up on the other side of the draw. South Sydney did it last year, went all the way to the grand final and only just fell short. This year, though, the first week of the finals, if you're 4-1, you take on Penrith. It'll be Nathan Cleary's first game back, potentially Luai's first game back as well. I reckon there's a world where the Penrith Panthers get the minor premiership next week, then they rest everyone for round 25. What's the point of going up to North Queensland? I wouldn't be surprised if they do that. And then I think you'll see all the guys come back for finals week one. Would you like to see a mental health awareness round? Yeah, for sure. I'd like to think that there's more that happens around this for the entire year than just one round. I think it's something we need to be doing all year round, but I'm also not the guy to give you the answer on how that should eventuate or play out. Garrick to who? I've gone Garrick to Sam Walker. I'm going for a little pot option. I might only play Sam Walker this week. I might even sell him next week. I just like the matchup this week and think he's going to go big. People in Redcliffe are saying Munster dipped his toe in the real estate market there. Yeah, maybe. We hear these rumours all the time. I think if Munster was smart, he'd probably be dipping his toe in the real estate market all over the country. Let's go, Guru, watching from New Zealand. Thank you for joining in, Rob. I appreciate it. Guru, do you love the Penrith swagger and the fact we can get the job done without a 6-7? I do, mate. I love the swagger now. I remember in the early days of it, like the start of last year, I was a bit anti it, but they really have grown on me. I like what they're doing for rugby league. I think it's Americanized, but it's entertaining. I really like what the Panthers are doing. If the Roosters get Munster back, they have fucking 10 cents in the bank. Yep, not disagreeing with you, Micah. Rate Nico as a captain this week. Yeah, I don't mind him, mate. I think I prefer the Roosters boys. I just can't see the Tigers getting up for this one with the troops they've got out. SCG, there's a lot of factors that go into it. But Nico's never a bad option. He can do sweet fuck all, and then you look at the end of the game and he's on 80. So with a couple of attacking stats, which there's no doubt he can produce, I'm just worried about them going to Brookvale. I don't think the Manly Seagulls will completely fold for the rest of this year. I think they'll at least get up for one more game. It will be Cherry Evans' last game with Kieran Foran at Brookvale Oval, so it will mean a bit to the boys there. So I'm a little bit hesitant, but Nico Hines, I don't think he's ever a bad option. Newcastle chasing a half for next year. Fuck, I hope so. Good God, I hope so. I'd be going after Jackson Hastings. Strange Boy, 6993. Love your work, Guru. In your opinion, who would you think Sharks need to buy to win a comp? I think they've got a team to win it at the moment, to be honest. I think it's just going to take time. You would have to assume that at some point over the next 18 months, they'll probably get the money freed up from Wade Graham and Andrew Fifita, or at least one of them, which will allow them to go into the market to get someone else. So a Payne Haas, he's going to be available soon. I don't think they need a front row, but if you could squeeze him in there, fuck, it'd be interesting to see what they could do because they've got enough depth in the back line. They could also spend that money on re-signing all those guys in the back line that are going to have money thrown at them left, right, and centre. So interesting to see what the Sharkies do. Who's a smoky for the Warriors tonight, Guru? Tough one. I haven't even had a look. I just think the Cowboys are going to win by so much that I haven't really had a look at it. I always like Assi if he's playing. He's a bit of a ball hog at times, but I like that. He's got a good running game. I don't mind him as an anytime try scorer, but Chanel Harris-Tavita might come in for him, so you'll probably have to wait and see on that one. Do you think Luke Thompson stays on next year with the Bulldogs? I probably don't, to be honest with you. I don't quite understand what's been happening there. I've been told for a few weeks that he's been okay to play but hasn't been getting picked. He finally has been picked this week. So it'll be interesting what happens with Luke Thompson. He's another one the Sharkies could look at. I think the Melbourne Storm will have a good look at Luke Thompson as well. I think he'd be a great get for a lot of clubs. So much advertising on the podcast. Yeah, there is a bit of advertising on the podcast at the moment. I'll be completely transparent with you guys. It's my business to essentially get revenue off the back of the podcast, so there is a lot of advertising that goes into it. Right now, it's a bit of a perfect storm because we've got an Uber advertisement that goes for 3 or 4 minutes, and we've got another one with DoorDash, I think it is. Sorry, Uber driving and then DoorDash, so not the, obviously, correlation there of the food, but those two on that, I think there's about 3 or 4 minutes of ads on it at the moment, but if you look at the bottom of your podcast app, there is a little skip button. So if you'd like to utilize that, please go ahead. But yeah, to be fully transparent with you guys, there are a lot of ads on the podcast at the moment. I apologize for that. But it's those ads that allow me to produce more content, produce more podcasts, do this full time, et cetera, et cetera. So hope you guys understand it will be moving on pretty soon. And then there'll be a lot less ads. I've just got to take advantage of those big deals when I can. Roosters to win the comp next year. Yeah, I think they'll be a really good shout. I think they'll be up there. It'll be interesting to see where Cam Munster lands. I think he will spend another year at the Melbourne Storm. But once again, hearing that he really could end up at the Sydney Roosters sooner rather than later. What are your thoughts on Payne Haas Munster club swap? Yeah, I think it'll work out really well for both clubs. I don't know if that's how it will eventuate, to be honest with you. But I think if Munster ended up at the Broncos, it'd be unreal to watch. They'd sort of return to the old Broncos that I grew up with anyway. How do you make the Warriors a premiership-winning team? I'll be honest with you, Hayden, I really don't know, mate. That's probably a little bit above my head. I think it's going to be very tough for them. But I think they're heading in the right direction now. Obviously, they're going to be in the SG Ball next year, which is very exciting. At least they'll start to get more juniors over from Rugby Union. So, yeah, Warriors heading in the right direction, but I don't see it improving anytime soon, or overly anytime soon anyway. What do you think of Burton apparently signing a four-year, $3.5 million contract? Yeah, I like it. I think he's going to be worth it. He's very young at the moment, very raw. He's got a kicking game like we've never seen before. I think once you get a Viliami Kikau outside him and a few more options around him, I think he'll be really, really dangerous, Burton. So I like it for Canterbury. I personally think they have to do whatever they can to keep him. Best wing combination of the NRL era, Nightingale and Morris. Have to be right up there. I think at the moment, To'o and Taylor May, sensational. I think when Daniel Tupou and Roger Tuivasa-Sheka at the Chooks in 2013, I thought that was unreal. But Nightingale and Morris, very, very hard to beat. No doubting that. What have we got? We've got a few more minutes, guys. Broncos top four next year with Walshy. Yeah, I think they could definitely push for it. I mean, they're pretty much there this year. So adding Reece Walsh to the side could only make them more dangerous. So yeah, I like the shout. Is Hughes playing? I believe he is, mate. I believe he is. If you have a look at their extended squad, they don't really have the cover for him unless they play Tyron Wishart. If Jack Johns was still there, I'd be a little bit, not Jack Johns, his brother, sorry. If he was still there, I'd be a little bit more nervous about Hughesy playing, but I definitely think he will play tonight. But keep an eye on your late mail there. You haven't need a hand to hold your hold your hair back this week at the pub. Yeah, fuck, what a story. Good God. I don't know what's going on with KP's dad and everything. It feels to me like he's a little bit overly involved with that club. I know he's his manager and stuff, but I don't know. It's just got a bit of a weird smell to it to me. I thought that story the other day was pretty fucking wild. Do you think the last play in the Dragons-Raiders game was a penalty if you ignore the previous game? Yes, I do, but we said it on Bloke in a Bar on Monday. It's fucked up. It shouldn't have happened, but at least it's all square now. So we're sort of happy to wear that one and move on, just the way rugby league is sometimes. All right, sorry, guys. I'm going to scroll right to the bottom. Foz kicks Titans into gear next year. I hope so, mate. I am a little bit nervous about it, though. I'm not quite sure what happens with the Gold Coast Titans next year, although I do think Kieran Foran is a great signing, and hopefully he can be the difference for them. They're obviously lacking a lot of experience at the moment. Can you see South losing to Cowboys and Roosters winning the last three and South missing the eight? No, I think South Sydney will definitely be there, mate. I hope they are anyway. I want to see them playing finals footy.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Can you pick a best Kangaroos team ever from the NRL era? Fuck, that's tough. I'd probably go Slater, fullback. I'd probably have Wendell on the wing. I'd probably have Brett Morris on the other side. Then I would go GI in the centres with Latrell or Hodges, probably. Trying to think if I'm missing anyone. Six, Freddie. Actually, I'd probably go six, Lockie. I'd go seven, Joey. I'd have Freddie at 13. Probably Webke up front with Petro seven to seven, nine, Cameron Smith, back rowers. I'd probably go for like a Ben Kennedy and maybe a Boyd Cordner. That'd sort of be my 13, something along those lines. Cleary, a shout to reach top point scorer in NRL history eventually. I definitely think he is, mate. I think he'll give it a really, really good nudge. Is Teddy rested tomorrow? Not sure. I'm hearing that he quite possibly could be, but that's what you guys have heard as well. Kempy on the wing. How could I leave Kempy out? One of the great Kangaroos of all time. Would shit in. Any word on Chucky's resting players? Yeah, I'm hearing that they will, but fuck knows with the Roosters. Very hard to get anything out of them. When will Jared Rhea Hargraves retire? I think at the end of next year. Most underrated player in the comp, Matt Moylan, gets my vote. Yeah, Moyes is right up there. I'll tell you what, Dylan Edwards, fuck, still right up there, the impact he has on that Penrith Panthers side. But I would probably go with Connor Tracy from the Cronulla Sharks. I love him. Para top four, not for me. Who's your Dally M winner? I think it'll be Nicho Hynes or Benny Hunt. One of the two. Depends on the next 2 or 3 weeks. All right, guys, we're going to leave it there. If you missed any of this live, we're going to put it on the podcast in about 15 minutes, so you can catch up on it there if you would like. If you want to join me on the Hijack Apes app tonight, HYJACK, me and a mate will be commentating the New Zealand Warriors and the North Queensland Cowboys games. So come and join us. If you go to my Instagram story, you'll see a question box there in one of the slides. You can send questions in to us and we'll answer them live. Thanks for joining us, guys. Have a cracking weekend of footy.